So again, congratulations on this wonderful day, celebrating 30 years of work and service and ministry in the church, a gift to Philadelphia and to practically every bishop in the country. You guys run good receptions, too, at the Bishops Conference. At the end of the day, 30 years later, while things are different, they're still the same. They're still the same. Maybe from the outside, they might look a little different, but at the core, it's still the same, right? So when I came back to Philly, I went to King of Prussia to get my license, and I had to fill out a paper, and I think it said like hair color or something, and I put black. And I went and gave the thing to the girl, and she looked at me, and all she said, "Really? Really?" And I said, "Really?" She says, "No, not really," I said at the end. But yeah, whether it was black hair back then and called Father Nelson or Monsignor Perez or Bishop Perez or Archbishop Perez, I'm continuing to be the same person with the same mission that the Lord gave me back in the day in different forms and in different places. And in my case, you know, round robin, right back to where I started. In your case, you know, it started with Tim and Chuck in the beginning. And then went to Matt, and now is Peter. And people came and went, and programs came and went. But at the core, it's still the same. It's still the same. It's still the same mission. It's still the same heart. It's still the same passion, taking different contours and different shapes, trying to meet the needs and the moment. But at the end, it was really your vision, Tim, right, and Chuck to a certain extent, right, to bring the best of leadership, of human leadership, and unite it with the pastoral heart of the church, and then offer it to the church as a gift. And there it began. You didn't know where it was going to go, or how it was going to go, or if it was going to go, frankly, right? In those beginning days of all these things, you take that first step in faith, and then you hope for the best. Right? But the best came and the best is still yet to come because you continue to give. Now, there was at the core what you felt and what the founding members felt. You were a kid. You actually went to their programs, right? You were a kid. But at the core, I think this even deeper than your desire to serve the church, at the very core was what was in that first reading. God was concerned. What a beautiful phrase, right? God was concerned for his people. And he brought the elders, as he definitely did, in bringing together the leadership of the church, right? From bishops to lay people, brought the elders together. Why did you do that? Because you had nothing else to do? No, you had other things that you could have done. But at the end, because God was concerned. So at the heart of CLI is the concern of God. That was at the heart of everything that Moses did too. Now, for Moses, it wasn't like this great thing either. Like he tried to get out of it and tried to figure out a way, how do I get myself loose of this thing? He didn't know what was going to evolve either. He had to take his step and, who do I tell them sent me? You know, who am I? But God figured it out for him. But at the core, what energized Moses and everything that happened, what energized at the end the people that gathered around you, and this began to unfold over time, in so many ways, was that God was concerned for his people. And because he was concerned for his people, he put this dream in your hearts. And then that dream began to pass from heart to heart and continue with passion going from heart to heart. At any given moment, was it fun? Well, yeah, I'm sure it was a lot of fun. And I'm sure like any one of these things, it's messy, it's hard work, it's, I don't know if this is gonna happen, or we're going to get that grant, It's all of the above. It's all of the above. You know, the bringing the people of Israel out of Egypt was a little complex. It took several plagues, you know, several plagues, and a Passover, you know, and it took a bit. It's not like he went to the Pharaoh and the Pharaoh said, "Oh, okay, no problem, let them go." It was a mess, messy. But God was concerned for his people and he would guide them through. And today you gather 30 years later with everything that is happening. You guys know what those things are. But everything that has happened, the good moments and the difficult moments, but at the end, you were faithful to that desire that God placed in your heart to respond to his concern that he also placed in your heart. So his concern became your concern and continues to be your concern. So on behalf of the church in the United States, which as a bishop I get to speak of in that way, I want to thank you for all you've done for bishops and priests and deacons and lay people all over this country. I would suspect that most of the fruit of your labor you probably will probably never see. And that's a good thing, so you guys don't get big heads. That's actually a good thing, right? You won't know. You will get glimpses of it, as you already have, right? I heard you say that there was a priest said, "You saved my life." Can you imagine? But it wasn't just him. It was everybody connected to him, right? Because we're all connected in a trajectory to people. So it wasn't just him, right? And so thank you for your passion and your love for the church that brought this synergy and this marriage of the human science of leadership and the pastoral heart of the church and wed them together and tried to figure it out. How can we do both? How can we be a gift to both and struggle to do that and continue to do that? You're a great gift to the church in the United States and highly, highly respected and held in great esteem. And I have to say, the gift that you bring in many ways outshines a lot of people. You do. Now, don't get a big head, but at least today hear it and then forget about it, right? I was connected to a diocese that was looking to doing some stuff, and they bought a bunch of different people to do what I always call a dog and pony show. They come in, they do what they do. You guys were hands down the best. The best. Know that, appreciate that, but be grateful for it, and then drop it so it doesn't go to your head. But it's good to recognize that. In the moments that come, because they do come, right? Whether it's personal, like you're going through with Peter the Rock, and any one of us, the gospel then, Jesus reminds us once again, listen, in the journey, when things get rough, and they do sometimes, his advice is very direct. Just come to me. Just come to me. And let those words resonate in your hearts tonight. Come to him.